We said earlier that you're going to tell us about what would happen if you started a fire in space. NASA have announced this week that they want to do some experiments on what would happen if there were a fire in space. Why on Earth do they want to do that?
Well, the problem is that fire on Earth, we understand very well. It works because air heats up, expands, then it floats upwards, and that draws in more air underneath, and the flames go upwards, and the air comes in from the bottom, and it burns away happily, and we understand that really, really well. In space, basically, it's microgravity, which means that everything's falling, so heavy things don't fall faster than light things, which means that light things don't float up above heavy things. So fire in space behaves completely differently. It's entirely dependent on the rate at which oxygen can diffuse into the fuel, and that also means it gets cooled down less quickly because of the air rushing past it also cools it down. And to be honest, they just don't know how it works, and they don't know how especially a big fire will happen, because luckily there's never been one on a spaceship.
So just in summary then, a candle on Earth, you light that, this will produce a chemical reaction that produces some heat, which causes the hot gases, which are the combustion products, a lot of carbon dioxide and that kind of thing, yep. They're going to rise up out of the way, pulling in nice fresh air with lots of oxygen. And that's because the candle knows, in inverted commas, where up and down is.
Yes.
Because of Earth's gravity. If you're in free fall in space, there's no net up and down. So the gas just blows up like a sort of bubble, the exhaust gases, and this would choke off the flame, one would think.
But because it's not getting cooled down as quickly, it still can burn. It burns much more slowly, and it's much less predictable because there's no up, no down. You don't know what direction it's going to travel
so
in.
So what are NASA going to do?
So luckily, the cargo ships which they're sending up are the one other kind of ships which have an oxygen atmosphere, because most spaceships don't have an oxygen atmosphere. There's no people there. Who cares? And so they go up to the space station, they unload a load of kit, and then they just go down and get burnt up in the atmosphere. So someone's thought, aha, we can use this. Let's put a big box inside with some stuff to burn on the way back down. A couple of months' time, when it's on its way back down, they're going to set fire to it and see what happens. They don't think it's going to actually cause the spaceship to be
damaged. How do they monitor? Have they got cameras in there or something?
They've got cameras in there, lots of sensors, gas sensors, temperature sensors, as much as they could possibly get into a small box. And it's going to be a 4-foot-long, 2-foot-high box, so it's actually quite big for sending up into space. And hopefully that means that the next space station they build, they'll understand fire a lot better, which means they can build it to cope with fires a lot better, because at some point it's going to happen and it could be very, very
sure.
Nasty.
I mean, have they got various over-engineered solutions in the present space station just in case there were a fire? And that's obviously adding a lot of weight. And if you could save a lot of weight because you engineer things slightly differently because you don't need that, it would obviously make space travel more predictable.
Yeah, definitely. Whenever you've got uncertainty, engineers will increase the margins and make everything heavier, more expensive and more high tech. And if we can get away without it, or we might find that there's some great big holes in the defences and you could burn out a space station and we don't know that it's going to happen.
Chris?
How do people plan to put fires out in space anyway? Because you can't use sprinklers because the water would just float
away.
You'd
have to be hanging on when you
had a fire extinguisher. You'd hit the back of the water.
I guess for small fires, some kind of fire extinguisher will work, because as long as you hold your feet, astronauts kind of trained to stand on things, and as long as they're expecting it, they can deal with it. I think extreme fires, there's halon, you can pump halon gas into the chamber, which also will kill any people in there. So you've got to make sure you evacuate first. Yeah. And I guess if it's really, really extreme, you can just vent all the air out of it, and there's no oxygen there to burn.
Thank you, Dave.